Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babul Wa'adhi wal-Iqtisadi Fihi. The chapter on advising people and being brief when doing so. In other words, when you're giving advice, then don't lengthen that advice too long. Don't make it a long bayan. That people also that are listening, they get tired. So in other words, keep that advice short, keep it sweet, keep it to the point. So the person that is listening or the people that are listening to those advices also, they take something home and at the same time they don't become bored by listening to those advices. Look at the beauty of the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even to the extent we are speaking about the tone, we are speaking about the pitch, we are speaking about the style of speaking, the methodology of speaking, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi would repeat words to emphasize, how he would speak slowly. Now we're speaking about something else, the extent of speaking. In other words, when giving advice, don't prolong that advice so long that the people also become tired. Just a quick word or an explanation of this word, wa'. We often hear this thing, wa'. It's wa'u, ayn, dha. So the person that is giving the wa'ad, giving the advices, is called a wa'id. Now often we find that we hear, especially the old people, you see, we listen to the wires. We may have learned this, listen to the wires. So this is where it's coming from, wa'ad, that this is called advice. So the person that is giving the advice is a wa'id. But the actual Arabic word is wa'ad. So sometimes we may use the word wrongly. Just to correct it, it's wa'ad, not wires. Wires is a loose word that is used, but the actual word is wa'ad. قال الله تعالى ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. Allah Ta'ala says, call to the path of your sustainer with wisdom and beautiful counsel. Hikmah, that when you're calling them, call them with wisdom, and also the words that are used must be beautiful, the counsel must be beautiful. So part of wisdom is how much we speak also. For example, we're having a short hadith session after Fajr. If we prolong it for half an hour, 45 minutes every day, what will happen? Whoever is sitting will get tired also, because people don't want to sit too long. So intelligence is, hikmat is, keep it short, keep it sweet, keep it to the point, so people can benefit. This hadith that we do today, we'll see how careful Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in was. An Abi Wa'il Shaqiq ibn Salama, qala, kana Abu Mas'udin radiyallahu anhu, yudhakiruna fi kulli khamisin, faqala lahu rajul, ya Aba Abdir Rahman, lawadittu annaka dhakartana kulla yawmin, faqala ama, إنه يمنعني من ذلك أني أكره أن أملكم وإني أتخولكم بالموعظة كما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتخولنا بها مخافة السآمة علينا. متفق عليه. حضرت أبو وائل شقيق بن سلمة رضي الله رحمة الله عليه narrates that Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه used to address us every Thursday. Abdullah bin Mas'ud رضي الله عنه used to have a like a majlis. Every Thursday he would have a majlis. So he's saying that Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to have a majlis every Thursday. A man said to him, O Abu Abdul Rahman, that was his name, his kunya, O Abu Abdul Rahman, the father of Abdul Rahman, referring to Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that I wish that you would address us every day. In other words, not just a majlis on Thursday, have a majlis for us every day. How nice if it would be that you can have a majlis for us every day. So this was the request made to Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. Look at his reply. He replied, listen, I do not want to do so because I fear that I may make you bored. Every day you're going to have a majlis, you're going to become bored of listening so much every day. So I fear that I may make you bored. I am concerned about addressing you just as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned about addressing us, fearing that we would become bored, fearing that we would lose interest. So when Rasulullah sallam would address us also, he would be careful that he wouldn't address us too much, too long. This was the style of Rasulullah sallam. What he needed to teach, he would teach. But he was very careful about the amount also he spoke. A very great lesson for us is that when a person listens too much also, then what happens? His mind becomes bored, he becomes tired. So therefore we don't take excess. In other words, nowadays you find that the radio station or the radio is on the whole day in some people's homes. Whole day the radio is on, so the whole day there is bayans taking place, the whole day there is ahadith that is on, sometimes a person is on the phone, and then there is hadith has been posted all the time. What happens is we don't realize we're actually getting bored with the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The better thing to do is have a little bit of intake. Not the whole day the talks are on the radio, the whole day listening to bayans, the whole day a person is reading. Because now what happens is he loses interest and then disrespect will set in. Sometimes the ayat of the Quran is being read, for example, on the radio, in the car, the ayat of the Quran is being read, and now the person is talking. Why? Because the thing is just on the background. The background is there. Bayan, hadith, Quran is not made to be a background. It's supposed to be, a person is supposed to listen carefully like we did yesterday. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told the sahabi, tell the people to remain silent. Jarir bin Abdullah, he told, tell the people remain silent. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started speaking. So he teaches us that when Quran and hadith is being spoken, then that time we must listen attentively, listen carefully. It's not just made as a background sound that is there and we carry on in the house, in the kitchen and everything what we're doing. We have to be careful. So therefore the better thing to do is switch it off. And then at the time when it's at a time, suitable time to listen, and a person has got enough time and he knows that he won't be bored and he won't show any disrespect, at that time a person should sit, listen carefully, and a person should take, but not all the time, then what happens? Person loses that amount of respect that should be there, and unnecessarily he becomes bored, wa na'udhu billah, with the Mubarak words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Mubarak words of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil